everyone. I'm Amelia and I'm 5 years old.
Hi, I'm Zosha and I'm 8 years old.
Hi, everyone. This is Mommy.
What's up, everyone? I'm Daddy.
And you're listening to
It's Movie Night.
And this week we watched
The Flintstones.
Universal Studios put out this Hanna-Barbera adaptation in 1994. It's rated PG and has a runtime of 1 hour and 32 minutes. Some other movies Universal released around this time were Beethoven's Second and The Little Rascals.
Amelia, what would you say this movie's about?
It's about Fred, who was scared of a test, and then his friend switched the test, and then after that, Fred gets a big job.
Yeah, that is a main part of what happens in this movie. It's about a guy named Fred Flintstone and his journey of going from hard quarry worker to office vice president. But will the money make him happier? You'll have to watch and find out.
Some familiar faces and voices in this movie. Fred Flintstone is voiced by John Goodman, and Zosha, you recognized his voice. Who is he?
Sully.
Yes, he is James P. Sullivan from the Monsters Incorporated franchise. He also plays Pacha in The Emperor's New Groove. He's Big Daddy in The Princess and the Frog. Clearly, we love Disney.
And then he's Walter Sobchak in one of my favorite movies, The Big Lebowski. Not for kids.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't watch that with your kids, but most families might know him as Dan Connor from Roseanne. Barney Rubble is played by Rick Moranis, who is Louis Tully in Ghostbusters 1 and 2, Seymour Krelborn in The Little Shop of Horrors, and Wayne Szalinski in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids franchise. Betty Rubble is played by Rosie O'Donnell, who is the voice of Turk in Tarzan, Oli Gully in Harriet the Spy, and Doris Murphy in A League of Their Own. Wilma Flintstone is played by Elizabeth Perkins. She's the voice of Coral, who is Nemo's mom in Finding Nemo, very brief role, Corey Walker in The Miracle on 34th Street, and she plays Susan in Big, which I guess it could be a kid's movie, but I'd say it's more for older teens adults.
I watched it when I was younger and I remember liking it, but as an adult now, I would say, yeah, it's pretty much an adult movie.
Yeah, it's.
Some other cast members we want to show some love to. Cliff Vandercave is played by Kyle MacLachlan. He's got a familiar face. However, we know his voice as Dad from Inside Out. And something super fun because Mommy and I just watched Dune 2. Kyle MacLachlan's very first role was as Paul Atreides in the original Dune movie.
Nice. I'll have to go back and watch that one. I'm guilty of only reading the comics and seeing the new movies.
Yeah. And then Miss Stone is played by Halle Berry. This is one of her first roles. Most will remember her as Aurora Monroe or Storm from the X-Men franchise. And then the director of this movie is Brian Levant. We've talked about him once before, but he's made movies like Beethoven, Jingle All the Way, Snow Dogs, and the movie we talked about was Are We There Yet? So he's got a decent lineup of movies. Jingle All the Way, like I said, one of my favorite movies during Christmas time, so it's a little toss-up here of how I feel about him as a director.
He definitely goes for that family comedy genre.
Yeah. So, Mommy, you said 1994. Do you remember what age you were the first time you saw this movie? Did you see it in theaters, and do you remember liking it?
Honestly, the first time I watched this movie all the way through was Friday night.
Okay.
Otherwise, I remember it being on TV in the background, like if it was on whatever various movie station at the time, but it was never my thing. I wasn't a Flintstones kid.
Okay.
What about you?
I did not see this in theaters. However, I did see it when I was young, like right away, probably 4 years old. And I remember loving this movie. I did watch the cartoon when I was younger, so I like this movie a lot.
I feel like it helps when you know where it came from with the cartoons, because like I said, it was just the dude on the vitamins and the Fruity Pebbles box for me.
Yeah. So other than the vitamins and the cereal box, Hanna-Barbera made these, and there's two different guys, and they made the Flintstones back in the 60s. And this was like the very first animated, you know, TV family outside of like the Jetsons, because Hanna-Barbera also made the Jetsons, but this was like their version of I Love Lucy, like yeah. The things that were going on at that time. But besides the Jetsons, Hanna-Barbera also made Scooby-Doo, Yogi Bear, Tom and Jerry, to name a few. Like those are pretty cool, or not pretty cool, but iconic animations for that time.
They got the ball rolling, I know, for a lot of Cartoon Network shows, I believe, because at one point, Hanna-Barbera, I believe, became Cartoon Network.
They did. So they were behind Dexter's Laboratory and stuff like that.
Cow and Chicken, Johnny Bravo, yeah. Ed, Edd n Eddy. Like, those were my cartoons around this time, because that's when it was all coming out. So I am definitely, you as well, are the latter Hanna-Barbera era.
Yes. And then this is a first-time watch for our girls as well.
Who also only know him as the guy on the cereal box.
And the vitamins.
Yes.
Oh, actually.
Not even the vitamins.
Even know the vitamins. Some favorite scenes I want to mention. I don't know if you guys have favorite scenes. I love when they're at the restaurant and B-52s are playing. So like B-52s do Love Shack. We're familiar with them. I'm sure the girls know the songs, but they don't know the B-52s. And in this movie, they're the BC-52s, which I thought was super funny.
It's so clever.
And the Bedrock Twitch. I always loved this song. I thought it was awesome.
They fit the vibe of this movie very well because they are goofy to begin with. Like even the song Rock Lobster, like, come on. Like it's
very true.
It fit very well into this for that nightclub vibe. And it was fun. It was a fun scene.
I also like the bowling alley scene because it shows off Fred's twinkle toes, which does come in handy at the end of the movie as well.
It's a callback.
Yes. Very good callback into something that they did in the cartoons that I loved. So that was cool. They did it in adaptation for live action.
I like when Bam Bam was pushing pebbles all around the swing, and then when you look in the back, it was like a circle.
Yeah, she kept going in a loop around and around. Amelia was like, oh.
Would you want to go all the way around in a swing?
No.
No? How about you, Zosha?
No.
I think it looked like fun. I feel like that was always something as a kid that I was trying to do. But I have no idea how scared I would be if I actually went all the way around.
Like, I know there's a thing about it that, yes, at some point gravity would, like, suck you into your seat, but I'm still not trying that.
Nope, absolutely
not. There's no harness on that. There's no safety.
I also like the montage of them spending money. I like that they were getting new clothes, and these clothes are just super cool. And we're going to talk about that more in a second. But I like the new car that they get, the outfits, and then the upgraded house. They did like a second story addition to the house. I just thought that was a pretty cool montage.
It was a good glow up.
Very much.
I enjoyed all the incorporation of the animals or puppets, if you will, into the movie. I like the garbage disposal, how it kept coming back to it. Like, oh, we need a new one. I thought the pig was so cute.
Yeah.
And just all those little things. The shower, they even upgrade their shower. Like you see the animal get all bedazzled.
It's a mammoth. Yeah,
it's a mammoth. So you see like his trunk and it gets all fancily decorated and stuff. Like even that, I liked that touch.
It was a cool scene.
But with that, that's going to bring us into positives because it goes along with the set design. Everything in this movie is rock. The TVs, the sinks, the cars, menus, newspapers. It's all like the chiseled stone.
Yeah.
Their glasses. One of my favorite things that I thought was just so funny and clever was that the gas stations were just feet washing.
Yeah, like service.
Yes, full service. They pull up and it's still a gas pump, but just water comes out of it.
I like how they use their feet to drive their cars.
Right. Can you imagine all four of us having to push our van like that?
Yeah, they are even like the toys at my preschool.
Yes, it's just like little tight cars.
Which is an interesting segue because something that's really fun about this movie is the fact that there was nobody wearing shoes in this movie. Everybody is barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
So on set, they weren't allowed to have anything glass because if something were to shatter, people would get cuts on their feet. So I just thought that was super cool.
It is. It's a fun fact.
Yeah, it's a nice attention to safety and detail because it would take you out of the movie if you were watching and you saw somebody wearing shoes or they could make a Nike version of something, just wrap it in leather and have that be fun for the movie, but they're cavemen. They're not supposed to have shoes. So it was super cool.
No, but they still had some product placement in here that was just hilarious. Like, Zosha, you really liked the name of the park. What was it?
It was Jurassic Park.
Yeah, and she like audibly laughed. She was like, oh, look at that. It was so funny. And then what else did they have?
They also had a McDonald's.
Yeah, do you remember what it was called?
Rockdonald's.
Yeah, they had a bunch of references to things that are in modern day.
Yes, like even underneath the Rockdonald's sign, it said serving dozens daily because there's not as many people as there are now.
Yeah, I think in the cartoon it said something like welcome to Bedrock, population 2500.
Yes. And then even they do show the welcome to Bedrock sign in the movie as well. And it says first with fire, like
just a fun thing.
And then the credits at the beginning rolling across the earth. What did it say, Zosha?
Yeah, it wasn't universal. What did it say?
It said Universal.
Yeah, it was super cool. I love these references they have in the movie. With all these references, it's super fun, and the cast looked like they had fun as well. And they gave 100% to this movie. It's a silly movie for a live adaptation, and they really go for it. Like, they just believe what they're doing, and it makes me believe what they're doing as well. And I have fun watching it.
And even with it being so silly, it still has a couple good messages, like stay humble, don't be greedy, you know, even if something happens and your family comes into a lot of money, don't let it all go to your head. Remember where you came from and that you don't need everything to be brand new and shiny to be happy.
Yes, and then staying humble is good for kids when they're winning games. I know it's hard to not be excited around other people when you win, but you need to stay humble. Don't let the people who didn't win see you be a, what is it, gracious winner, or be a gracious winner, right?
Yeah, you don't want to be gloating and doing victory dances and getting all schnazzy. Like, they're already having a hard loss. Just say, hey, thanks. I really had fun playing with you guys today.
Yeah.
And that'll make the loss a little bit better for them.
And now the negatives for this movie. One thing that I didn't catch on when I was younger and watching it was that it's about embezzling money. It's kind of a hard concept for kids to understand, and it's the main concept of this movie is Fred is being fooled into taking money away from this business, and he had no idea about it. He just thought he was getting a raise, so he kept spending money. And when I was younger, I didn't realize he was stealing. I just thought, oh man, he's got a raise. Like, awesome. Now he get this new car. Well, yeah, because
he did get a promotion. So you think with a promotion comes more money.
Yeah. So this is something that I think is a negative of this movie. Kids can't understand what's going on in this movie that is clearly made for kids.
But in all fairness, Fred didn't understand it either. So
very true.
It's
very
all
true.
Good.
Yeah.
Something that I really didn't like about this movie was the female portrayal. Halle Berry is way too sultry and makes some awkward statements about Fred using her in any way he sees fit. Those were some very awkward things to watch with our kids.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I did like Halle Berry. I just thought that, you know, the way that she was flaunting herself, I like that. Even though I was 4 years old, I was like, wow, my eyes went straight to where she was flaunting her stuff. But as a father now, I was like, whoa, what are they doing here?
Yeah, it's not the female representation that I want our girls to see. And then even Betty and Wilma, they just seem like these helpless creatures that rely on their husbands to survive.
Comfortable, Fred.
On my way. All I need's a brew and a good scratch. Which one you want to do first?
Oh, it does my heart good to see you relaxing after a hard day at the quarry.
I'm telling you, I married the pick of the litter.
Don't get me wrong. I understand that it's a time period thing of cavemen or whatever, but still, seeing women rely on a couple of buffoons is hard to watch. Like, if Barney can't get a job, you know, maybe Betty can find something. It just seems like there's no teamwork. Like, the women in this movie just sit around and wait for their husbands to come home. And it's like, ugh, that is not with the times.
I 100% agree. I just know that this was made in the early 90s. And what the Flintstones was at that time was the I Love Lucy era. So this is a good adaptation of what they were doing at that time. They just did a copy and paste, really.
Oh, I agree. And that's why I said I understand it. But to watch it now, it makes it a negative.
Yeah. If it had a remake, like you had said, it would definitely be way different because it would be suiting to these times.
Yeah, because nowadays, parents want their daughters to see strong female characters. And this just isn't it.
So there's not a lot of negatives that we brought up, but those are pretty big negatives and something that we definitely don't want our kids to see. But what type of negatives or positives come with parental guidance, Mommy?
Language, I would say it's clean. There's one use of a minor word and then jokes like son of a brachiosaurus, but you know, it's nothing major.
Silly.
Yeah, it's silly. Violence, it is all unrealistic cartoon violence for the most part, with getting knocked on the head with rocks, clubs, etc. Bam Bam's main thing is hitting everyone with his club. Barney punches Fred in the face at one point. Fred imagines his mother-in-law being eaten by a dinosaur. It's all very silly. I think the worst part of it is the angry mob at the end just so casually discussing lynching Fred and Barney. I was like, this is super messed up.
It is pretty funny because they're getting hung up and they're like, hey, do you got any lemon? And he's like, yeah, check the back.
Yeah, they're still asking him about his snow cone or his ice cream truck. And yeah. You're just like, what is happening right now? You're in the middle of the street in town.
about to hurt somebody very badly.
But again, it's all done in a laughable way.
Yeah.
Scary. Girls, was there anything scary about the Flintstones?
No.
Amelia?
Yeah, I did not like when Fred and Wilma was fighting and then Wilma kept breaking everything.
Yeah, she starts throwing all their stuff. And yeah, it's basically a good domestic fight. So that's enough to scare a kid. Good, yeah. Something else that I think could definitely frighten kids is when Pebbles and Bam Bam get kidnapped and then tied to a conveyor belt that will ultimately crush them. Yeah, I think that would make younger audiences nervous.
Absolutely.
Lastly, grown-up stuff. I already mentioned everything with the portrayal of women and Halle Berry's character, but there is also smoking and drinking going on throughout various scenes.
As for an age recommendation, you know your kids better than we do. We're just here to give our opinions. And I'm going to say 5 and up is a pretty good age to show your kids. There are some things, like we had mentioned, that you might want to stay clear of, but if you want to show your kids where the vitamin character and the cereal character came from, this is a pretty good movie to show them.
It's a good place to start, especially, you know, I think a good sweet to pair with this movie is if you make Fruity Pebble Rice Krispie Treats.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. Have a nice theme tonight.
Absolutely. So Rotten Tomato critics have this movie at a 23%, which is a thumbs down. Audiences don't have it much higher at a 25%, keeping it at a thumbs down. Let's see how it holds up in our house. Zosha, do you give the Flintstones a thumbs up, a thumbs middle, or a thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up movie. Wow, why thumbs up?
Because it was really funny.
Okay, really funny. How about you, Amelia? What do you give it?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up? Why?
Because it was great and I like the acting, so I'll give it thumbs up.
I like the acting. I like it. Mommy?
I'm going to go a thumbs down. There is great acting. It is fun. It is silly. It's just not for me. I was past the Flintstones age. If I never see this movie again, I will be perfectly fine in life. If the girls want to have it on in the background, go right ahead. But it is a thumbs down for Mommy. What about you, Daddy?
I'm going to go thumbs middle. I think the set design is super fun. I like the actors that are portraying these characters. I always had fun watching this movie, and I still had fun watching it. Is there problems with it? Absolutely, but I enjoy this movie.
That's fair. Middle of the road.
And if any of you would like to add the Flintstone to your movie night list, it is currently streaming on Netflix or available across platforms.
And after watching, let us know if you give it thumbs up, thumbs middle, or thumbs down.
And when you want to let us know what you think about the movie, please find us on social media. We like to post pictures of us on our movie nights, letting you know what snacks and sweets we're eating. We post a dad joke as well as a sneak peek clip theme to the episode coming out that week. It's a fun place to hang out.
Our Facebook is It's Movie Night, and our Instagram is It's Movie Night Pod. Thank you for listening. Join us next week for another movie night.
Bye. Bye.